Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's our favorite day of the week. It's your girl, Makisha Clayton Lee. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for another episode of The Dumping Ground. I always want to start off by thanking the listeners who tunes in every week to hear this information that we've been giving out, Knowledge is Power series. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you're going to be not just hearers, but doers, each and every one of us, because you know our goal this year is to become better versions of ourselves. And, you know, this platform was created to be a listening ear and a safe place where you could dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. We're continually doing the Knowledge is Power series. Our underlying quote is, knowledge isn't power, applied knowledge is power. And that is a quote from Eric Thomas that really is profound for us. You know, each week I've had a special guest on who comes on to share tips on how we can empower our mind, body, and soul. Remember, our 2021 vision should be that we become better versions of ourselves. So tonight, it's a special night. We're talking about credit. You know, credit is everything. Credit is, we were never really taught credit as in our African American community. We just had to go as we go, right? But now we are becoming to become financial literacy and learning to navigate our money and move our money so we can leave generations of wealth and we can be able to do more than our parents done and leave a legacy for our kids. So tonight I have a special guest. She's been in this field for over 20 years in the collection industry. And she wants to see her customers, her people, her clients that she works with win. She just want to make sure you win, you get the information, and you maximize everything that you have. She basically enjoys, like she's, her satisfaction is making sure that you reach your highest credit potential. And I'm pretty excited to have her on the show to give us some tips of how we can use our credit better, our usage, what we're doing that we shouldn't be doing, just a little bit more knowledge so we can be better individuals. Tonight, I have Ms. Lydia Washington. She's on with us, and she's going to be sharing some tips with us. So I'm going to bring Ms. Lydia on air so she can provide some amazing tips. Ms. Lydia, are you there?
Hey. Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share. It's a blessing to be able to share the knowledge that I've been given and I've learned over the years with others to help them become better.
Yeah.
Thank you. Of course, a lot of people don't understand we perish because of a lack of knowledge. That's in the Bible. Mm-hmm. That's the word of God. We perish mm-hmm. because of a lack of knowledge. And that's right. One of the reasons why a lot of people have bad credit because of lack of knowledge. Like you stated mm-hmm. earlier, we weren't taught in school about credit. We were talking about algebra and geometry, and half of us has not used that in our adult life. So that's mm-hmm. one of the main reasons I see why people have credit. They don't understand it. They weren't taught mm-hmm. about it. I tell people all the time, my daddy did everything he could for me as a child and even in my adult life, but he did not teach me about credit. So I had mm-hmm. to mess up my credit, rebuild it to learn how important and how good it is to have excellent credit and where the doors it opens for you. It's unreal. Of course, a lot of people have bad credit as well because they're embarrassed for help. Our community mm-hmm. is so worried about, I don't want to tell them the information because they might beat me, or I don't want nobody to know I got bad credit. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
If you don't share that information, if you don't ask for help, I was always taught a closed mouth does not get fed. Who cares if you have bad credit and you ask for help? The thing is, you ought to be glad you ask for help because that's going to help you become better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of mm-hmm. course, we all want a quick fix when it comes to repairing our credit. Everybody Ooh. Wants good credit and they want it overnight. That doesn't yep. work. You did not damage mm-hmm. your credit overnight. Typically, it takes you at least 60 days to damage your credit. So
yep.
you can't expect for it to be correct tomorrow. Oh, I signed up today. Why my credit score didn't go up to 800 tomorrow? because it doesn't work that way. I'm telling you, I actually hear people like, well, my credit score hasn't went up. Because you haven't been on the program. You haven't done anything to make it go up. It's not going to go up on this own. And, of course, you have to also realize anything worth having is worth working for. So if you want good credit, you have to work for good credit. You have to work to maintain that good credit. It's not easy. I'm a living, walking witness. I've had bad credit before. I know how it is to have to. It's funny, when I first moved to Georgia, a lot of people didn't know I moved to Georgia. I didn't have a car. I ended up having to buy a buy-here, pay-her car. It was a Honda Civic stick shift. My car note was $150 a week.
Oh, my God.
For a stick shift Honda Civic. So I know the embarrassment. I know the pain of not being able to go get what you want. But guess what now? I wanted a new car. Called Navy Federal. Didn't even call them. I did the application online, and guess what? They say you can come pick up your check. They didn't ask for any check stubs. They didn't ask any of that. That's because your credit opened doors that no man can close. Only God can close them doors.
You in that vein, you know, that good vein, you know, when, you know, they be telling you when you're giving blood, and they be like, oh, you high flowing out, you in the good vein, girl, you in the good. Keep going.
And
keep
it's a good feeling to be in the good vein, and I want to help our community, not just our community, anybody who's looking for help. Trust me, if our community leads it a little bit more, but anybody that's looking for help, I want to help. I want to be that bell. So use me. I don't care if it's a tip I can give you, some advice I can give you. I'm there to give it. I love helping people. Everybody asks me, how do you do collections? Because I like helping people. I like getting the satisfaction when someone no longer owes that debt, or I help them to, you know, resolve it. Very excited. Matter of fact, today at work, my one of my compliance managers, she said, nobody never thanks anybody for helping them or gives a compliment on debt collectors. Yeah, they do me, because guess what? I'm going to treat you just like it's me.
Yes,
I hadn't always been in this place in my life, but I'm here now, and I thank God for giving me the opportunity to be here and to help.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to share one tip, you know, some tips on improving your credit. One tip that a lot of people don't understand is to keep your credit card usage under 10%. Of course, the credit bureaus tell us 30%, but keep in mind, these credit bureaus are private entities, so they're getting paid off you having bad credit as well. So they're going to tell you 30%, but I'm telling you as a living, walking testimony. I keep and I can, anybody that want to know, and I walk the walk. I don't just talk the talk. I walk the walk.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe me, I will screenshot you my credit report and show you.
Oh.
I keep my credit usage under 2% because that keeps my credit score high. They want to see that you're not living off your credit.
So if they
give you a $300 credit, exactly. If they give you a $300 credit limit, they go see you go out and spend $299, what's going to make them give you a credit increase or think you credit worthy to give you any more credit? They're not, because they see you're living off your credit. So if you keep that under 10%, like I said, I try to keep mine. Well, I don't try. I do. I keep mine under 5 to 2%. And when I tell you, my score stays excellent. So a lot of people out here can tell you about credit, but you want somebody who's walking the walk and talking the talk as well.
I can't tell
you about having good credit if I don't have good credit.
That doesn't
go together. Of course, here's a credit card hack. A lot of people don't realize that you can help increase your credit score faster. What you can do, if you have a credit card, let's just say you have a credit card and you owe $200 on it, and you're going to pay, let's just say, $150. 15 days before that, you have a billing statement. So let's just say your billing statement is due on the first of each month. 15 days before that billing statement, pay half of that $150 that you was going to pay. And then 3 days before the due date, pay another half of that, and the credit bureau is going to count that as two payments. So that's going to help improve your score. A lot of people don't know that. And
girl,
so saying you have to
that
ask
one
for
more
help.
Time for these people, honey, because, girl, I was writing that down. I was like, hold on.
Write it down. Right.
Girl, I done wrote this thing down now, Say that one more time for me, honey.
Okay. So if your billing statement is on the first of each month, 15 days before the first, if you're going to pay $150, pay $75.
Okay.
3 days before the billing date, pay the remaining $75. The credit bureau is going to count that as two payments.
Got it.
So that's going to help increase your score.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where the financial literacy comes into place for our kids. You said it's about leaving our kids an inheritance and helping our kids. Mm-hmm. Like I said, once again, we know the schools is not going to teach us this. They have never taught us about credit. I know now in schools they don't even teach you how to write in cursive. So once again, we're not learning the necessities of life to keep us going and keep us, you know, ahead. We want to learn how to get ahead and stay ahead. We want to give our kids the opportunity to stay ahead and to get ahead.
Right.
So what I did, a lot of people don't understand. What I did when my kids were 16 years old, this is where I had messed up my credit, rebuilt it, learned how important credit was, so I refused to let it go bad again.
I
added my children when they were 16 years old as an authorized user on my credit card. When they turned 18, because you don't have credit until you're 18. So when they turned 18 years old, both of my kids' credit score was 780 plus. From adding them on as a authorized user. So I always tell people when I'm talking to people and I'm helping people, do you know of someone that has good credit, that keeps their credit cards under 10% and that pays them on time? If they will add you as an authorized user, that will help build your credit. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to ask them because they're going to think I'm going to have a card. You do not have to have the credit card. The person who added you as an authorized user will keep the card. They're just helping you to improve your credit faster.
Girl.
And
now
then
you
if
know,
you're asking, yes, ma'am.
Girl, stop. Hold on. Take a breath. Wait. Time out. Now, you know these African Americans in this generation don't trust a dog. Ain't no, it has to be, I feel like, we, see, that's the barrier we have to break, too. Like, if you're, the pride, it's a pride thing, right? You know what I'm saying? You are dying on the inside, but you got that mask on the outside, you know what I'm saying? And that's when you need to get help and seek help. And that's what we have to break down that barrier and ask for help. We don't want to do that. We want to think, make it look superficial that we got it all together when we're dying on the inside. Sorry, I just had to plug that in, girl. Had to plug that in.
That's so true.
Be like somebody came in. We call that, my friend just told me what it is. It's that pole mentality.
And until we change our mentality, we're going to be stuck in this rut, stuck in a lifestyle you don't want to live. Like I said, social media have so many people fooled and so many people trying to compete with somebody on social media who probably don't even have a house.
They
posting Gucci and Fendi and everything you can ever name.
And it may
you
not
can,
even
you
be real.
Name. Thank you. Riding around in a Mercedes and paying a 29% interest rate. They done paid three times for the same car.
You're
but
right.
It's because
you're
it's a mistake,
so right.
Everybody think, oh, they living good. They doing good. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep thinking.
Yeah.
I've seen it too many times.
That's crazy. Girl.
Seen it too many
all
times.
Right. Oh, my God. Going back to your story, girl, because I didn't got excited, honey, because you just told me I can make two payments within, break my payments up within the month and look like two payments. I didn't got a nugget, honey, a gold nugget.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Also, when I'm going to go back to when adding your kids as an authorized user, of course, our kids are not going to understand credit. I have a 25-year-old daughter just starting to understand credit. What I did, because I didn't want them to mess their credit up and make the same mistakes I made, I froze their credit. So with me freezing their credit, they cannot go apply for anything. They can't do anything unless I unfreeze their credit because they don't know the passcode. They're going to let
That's
you
good.
Pick up. Once you contract TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, they're going to give you a PIN you can pick once you freeze the credit. There's only you will have that PIN.
That's good.
So that's another tip and another nugget. Help your kids. Help your kids. Give them the start we did not have. Freeze their credit once they start understanding credit. Then you can unfreeze them and let them, you know, do what they need to do. My daughter's 25 years old. Well, she'll be 25 at the end of this month, and she was approved to buy her first house. You know
that's
why?
Good, girl.
Because mama gave her the opportunity or gave her a start in life that mother did not have.
I like that. I like that. You want your kids to be a better version of yourself. I dig that, girl. I'm, that's
extremely better version. And if I can help them to keep from, because I've made mistakes. We all have.
Yeah.
If I can keep them from making the same mistakes, that's what I'm going to do.
That's good.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Ooh, yes, you gave some golden.
Here's another tip.
Yes. I'm writing it down. What you got?
Write it down.
Okay.
Right. So you can always ask the credit card company for a credit increase. However, if you've been late on your payment, if you've had high, let's say you're, once again, we're going to go back to the $300 credit limit. If your credit limit is $300 and you use $299, typically they're not going to give you a credit limit increase. But every 6 months, you ask for a credit limit increase. What's that going to do? That's going to help your overall credit utilization. So, of course, I was telling you, make sure you keep it below the 10%. Hey, if you got a $300 credit card and they say, okay, we're going to give you $1,000, we're going to up your limit to $1,000, then you just increase your credit card utilization. So you're going to make that 30% drop down some more.
Right.
That's going to help your credit score go up. Because your credit score is based off your credit utilization.
Yep.
So a lot of people think, if I ask for a credit limit, they're going to pull my credit. Typically, they do not pull your credit. If you have, because they have, it's called a soft pull and a hard pull. A hard pull is actually an inquiry. A soft pull is where they just look and it don't show an inquiry on your credit report. Typically, when you ask for a credit increase, they do a soft pull. So they can just make sure you're paying them and everyone else
on
that
time.
You have credit with on time. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. They want to make sure they're going to get their money and everybody else get their money. Because if you come asking me for a credit increase and you're going to run up my credit card, are you paying the other credit card?
Right.
So every 6 months, I ask for a credit limit increase. And once again, I mean, I'm not bragging or boasting, but I'm telling you all because I want you to know I'm not just talking the talk, I'm walking the walk. Just asked the sub for a credit limit increase yesterday. They gave me another $6,000.
Oh girl,
that's
I'm about
because
to.
They.
To see you doing your. I'm about to. Honey, listen, Linda, listen. I am about to. It's not that I have bad credit. You know what I'm saying? But I know there's ways that our other sisters and brothers who are maximizing it because they were taught, right? And it goes back to us not being taught or not taking the time to learn about it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason of us, we have experts like yourself who been through these type of situations, got knowledgeable in it. Now you're able to branch out to teach others and how to do it. That's why we need to zoom in and make sure we're taking these tips and maximize, because we could be on a whole another playing field if we're doing our part. You know what I'm saying? And I think sometimes we don't want to do our part. You can't trust God and not do your part. Like, I mean, come on. You have to. Come on. You can't.
Faith without work is
dead.
Girl,
you
said
this.
Hey, oh my God.
Yes.
That wasn't but God, no baby.
All day. You got to do your part. Please. Don't be
just
your old house and you ain't doing your part. And that's the part that I had to get connected to my brain is, baby girl, first in the natural, then in the supernatural. You cannot. God has done what he's going to do. What are you going to do? And that's why I'm trusting God. And I'm waiting on God. God has done what he's going to do. What are you going to do? You know, sometimes I think we use it as a cop-out. You know, not us putting our hands to the plow and doing our part. We have to play the part. So, I'm super excited.
Well, we definitely use it as a cop-out because, like I say, you don't want to do the work. You want to, you know what I'm saying, you want to get the results, but you don't do the work. And that's the crazy part you just said. People say, I'm going to go ahead and manifest, I'm going to get this house in a couple years. But you hadn't manifested anything on your credit report or hadn't started, you know, preparing your credit
saving.
Or doing what you need to do. And that's what people don't realize. You have to save. You have to budget. All this goes along with you getting good credit. Once you get good credit. If you're not budgeting, if you're not saving, guess what? You're going to have bad credit again. That all goes
hand in hand.
And then you can go out and always live within your means. I mean, hey, they'll approve me for a $400,000 house if I want it. But I don't want that. I want to live within my means. I want to know if today, God forbid, something happened, I'm not able to go to work or I'm not able to help people. I can't speak. because I use my mouth as my vessel. I use my mouth to talk all day, every day. So if I can't speak, I want to know I'm still be able to live the life that I've been living.
Exactly.
That's why
exactly.
you don't live above our means. And that's what happened with a lot of us, because we saw Bob when it, well, I'm not even going to say Bob. We're going to say Ricky so we can relate.
Yep.
Ricky.
Since
I saw Ricky go get that new car, I'm going to go get a newer car than Ricky.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, you know what, I'm happy Ricky got his car. Let me just keep what I got till I can afford, or until God bless me what Ricky got or what he had for me. Because he ain't got what he got for you for Ricky. He got what he got for you for you.
And that's
what
that's
where a lot of us mess up on that as well.
And that's where a spirit of contentment has to come into place too, that you have to be content. So you don't have to be content with not having, but you do need to be content with what you have, and when and be open that God can bless you with more. You know what I'm saying? See, we don't be content with the house that we have. And yes, do I want to be a millionaire? Yes, I will. I am going to be a millionaire, but I have to be a good steward over manage what I have, because if I can't manage, God said, if you can't be faithful over a few things, how am I going to trust you to be ruled over much? And see, that's the principle we forget. We forget that principle, that how you going to want more when you can't even be faithful to the things that you got right now. You can't pay your bills on time. You can't save your money. You can't do anything, but you want more. That's the problem with God. That's the oxymoron with his principle. That doesn't go together. That don't work.
Amen.
And I think that's what we have to realize and understand the fact that if you want, like I said, even me, I even talk to myself, if you want to be a millionaire, you got to stop doing the same thing that normal people do in their life. Come home, watch TV, and go to work. That's you ain't gonna never be a millionaire.
No, ma'am. You're gonna be stuck where you are the rest of your life.
That is just
when you want something different, you have to do something different.
Amen. So that problem I had to come out to realize. I was like, oh, so you got to change things up. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be spending hours and hours strolling through social media, people watching. That's not going to help you become a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Or sitting on your butt watching reality TV when they're doing what they want to do, but you just helping them reach their goals. No, you have to do something different. And that's what I'm doing this year. I'm just like, okay, God, I got to do something different. I work for my company. The company that I work with, corporation I work with, is their company, but I want to establish Makisha Industry. You know what I'm saying? I want to establish my industry. I want to establish, even for my daughter, when I get done running this race and I can hand her the baton and she could continue and legacies and stuff like that. So that's what I'm trying to do, girl. And when I saw mom
run the race, I was going to make her want to run it even more.
Exactly.
If my mama can do it, I can do it.
Amen. And that's what we need to be leaving, the type of legacy and generational wealth that we should be leaving for our kids. And that's why I'm super excited. So tell people how they can get connected to you to get assistance, to get out of the shell of saying, I need help. This is an opportunity for Mississippi bread, cornbread fed. Isn't that what they say?
Yes, that's us.
That's us, baby.
That's
us. Red cornbread fan. That is us. Okay.
So this is an opportunity for people to connect with you, Lydia. I know you're going to lead people into the right path and the right direction. Like I said, I was looking for somebody to talk about credit, and you just happened to have that shirt on one day, and I just bust out laughing. Oh, my God. You listen to, you know, sometimes you feel like he don't listen, but he stupid prayers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, really? You're real slick. Like, I thought you were saying, I was like, let me inbox
you.
I'm
going to put it right there in your face. I'm going to put a woman of God with a woman of God.
Okay. I was like, let me just inbox this girl, because I need her to be on here to tell these people how to get their stuff together. And I'm just so excited.
Yes,
so tell people how they can connect with you so you can assist them to become better versions of themselves for 2021. So let everybody know how they can get in touch with you, your social media and all that stuff, so they can get some help.
Okay. if you don't mind 1 second before I go into how to get a touch and how to get help, I just want to make sure everybody understands that paying off a past due debt does not improve your credit. We have stuck in our minds, well, I owe this hospital bill, I'm going to pay it so it'll come off my credit. That does not work. It's going to remain on your credit as a derogatory rate until you get it disputed off your credit. That's where my company comes in, and that's where we can help you get those items disputed. Yes, you will still owe the debt. However, it will no longer be on your credit report, affecting what you're trying to do to move forward to become a better you.
Ooh, that's good.
Of course, it's a lot, and that's what I said. With being in the debt collection industry and helping with credit repair, it just all ties in together. I learned so much, the laws, the leverage you can use. It's just amazing the information I've learned and retained and have put to use to help myself and help who want the help. One, you gotta want the help. I can post on social media. I can tell you how to contact me. I can show you stories of people who've used our services and gotten results. But if you don't want the help, it doesn't come. You have to want it. You have to also be patient and trust the process. Typically, anybody that has bad credit has had that bad credit for at least 3 to 5 years. But they don't want to invest 6 to 12 months of their time and their money to improve their credit. I don't understand it.
Man.
Okay, we got to change our mindset. Once you know better, you're supposed to do better. If you know better, you're not doing better. What's the need of you knowing? That doesn't go together.
Yeah.
So, of course, you can find me on Instagram. It's I-T-S, Lydia. My name is spelled L-Y-D-I-A, Tarver, T-A-R, V as in Victor, E-R, _ Credit Solutions. I give tips. I, you know, give advice. You can contact me that way. You can contact me by phone. It's 678-360-6975. If I'm not available, you can shoot me a quick text at that same number. As soon as I'm available, I will give you a call back. Oh, and you can also follow me on Facebook. It's Lydia Tarver on Facebook as well. Like I said, I'll give free advice. Even if you want to sign up for the services and you just want help, I'm here to give advice. If I know it, I'm going to tell you. I want us to all win. I want us to all, you know, have great credit and be able to do what we want to do in life. So if I can help you any way I can, hey, and I always tell my clients, it's crazy. They're like, you for real? If you just need me to pray with you and pray for you, I'm going to do that.
Amen.
I always pray over my clients. Hey, Lord, give them fast results. Let them, you know, be successful and be fruitful and multiply all the time.
Amen. That's good, girl. Listen. I'm so excited for you. I'm excited for all these tips. Because remember when we were talking, I was like, is that 30%? You're like, honey, no, ma'am. So I even had to learn something, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just super excited that you are willing to help. So, I mean, I just pray blessings on your job and your career, your endeavors, everything you put your hands to, girl. I just pray that it just prosper and you just continue to just be who God called you to be, girl, and just keep walking in his favor. I'm just super excited. And when I come back home to ATL, we're going to go eat these chicken and waffles. You know, I don't eat chicken. I'm going to eat the waffles. We're going to have good conversation, and we're going to laugh and have a good time. And I just appreciate you tonight for your time, coming on the Dumping Ground, sharing your tips, helping us with credit. And I'm going to repost tonight some of your tips and have people to reach out to you because, honey, you know we on this line need some help to get our credit together, honey. You're around here paying 29% interest rate, APR, and your pocketbook screaming.
Right.
You can refinance
living
to get a better
paycheck, baby. We for the number, not
saying?
The bar. We're not living the paycheck,
you
paycheck no more
saying?
In 2021 or
okay.
ever. We're going to be the lenders, not the bar.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen, girl. So I'm about to make sure I repost this one, honey, because these people need to hear. And myself need to hear so we could do better and become our, just remember, our 2021 version is to become better versions of ourselves. And we need, every day you need to be learning, doing something different if you want a different result. Miss Lydia, it's been fun, girl. You had me
Me
a good laugh, and I appreciate your tips, and I cannot wait to see your face. And we'll talk again.
You so
if you have any other thing, any question, our hearts and minds are clear, that's the church house say.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share. And, you know, I look forward to going to Nana's with you and having some chicken. I'm going to eat some chicken. So.
Okay, I'll give you my chicken. Do they got fish?
That'll work.
I'll eat some fish. If they got that,
yeah, they have fish too.
Hey, we're in the game then. All right, sweetie. It's been a great time talking with you and connecting with you again. Until next time we connect, okay? Have a good night.
All right, you have a good night. You too, sweetheart.
You take care. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that was Lydia Washington. She was giving you some tips. So tonight I'm going to post on social media some of her tips to help you get your stuff together with your credit, even myself. We can all take this knowledge and become not only a hero, but a doer, so we can be better versions of ourselves. That's our 2021 goal. Until next Tuesday, Stomping Ground Family, I'm out.